There is a new, well, new to me anyway, a way to teach kids about chores and earning allowances and electronics and the stock market. And it's really an interesting concept. It's an app called BusyKid. The co-founder and the CEO of BusyKid is Greg Merced, who joins us right now. Good to have you with us.
Good to be here. Thanks so much.
How long has this been around?
About a year and a half.
And you've got how many people participating?
Oh, about 50,000. We added about 5,000 yesterday.
Good
things
night.
Things are happening over here.
So the idea is, and I didn't download it, but I've got a grandson that I'll work this on at some point in time. But I gather you've got a list of chores, the parent set up, you know, the obligations of the kid, and then they get paid to do the chores, right?
Yeah. So think of it, I kind of like to describe it as your kid's first job with direct deposit. Okay, so you give them a whole bunch of chores. They do those chores. They mark them off. We keep track of it all, so you don't have to. And then on Thursday, you're going to get a notification that says, hey, Johnny's earned $20, and do you want to approve the payday or not? And all you do as a parent is you just approve that payday, kind of like the boss approves payroll, okay? You approve the payday, and then we're going to pull that money from your checking account or debit credit card into our system.
You know, we used to call this an allowance when I was growing up.
There you go. That's it.
And it didn't require a W-9 form being signed either.
No.
But now. Well, that's fast. So it engages the kid, and I guess the parent gets to require proof that the chore has been done.
Yeah, gets them off that couch, doing something, earning some money, and then the main reason is so that they can start now making financial decisions.
So was this your idea? Did you come up with it?
Yeah, I got six kids. Are you kidding me?
You have six kids?
I got to get them out of the house.
We ought to have a manufacturing facility.
Yeah, I've taken donations today. I mean, come on. So, yeah, kids need this kind of thing. They need technology. The old school ways of piggy banks, envelopes, and all that kind of stuff is just, that ship has sailed. So we threw all that away and developed something with an app.
No, I mean, it makes all the sense in the world. So how do you make money? I noticed initially you charged something, what, to download the app or a yearly fee?
But
you don't do that anymore?
No, so the app is free. How we make money is we sell a Visa debit card. Okay, so remember how that money comes into our system? We divide it up automatically into three big buckets, okay? Saving, which is where you can kind of invest your money. Sharing, where you can give it to charity. And last, spending, where you can actually load that money onto a card and go out and spend it. Yeah.
The kid can do that.
So the kid goes and requests
that. But there has
to
be a savings element?
Yeah, save, share, spend. We divide that up. It's that basic fundamental approach of balanced financial planning, right?
Okay, now spending. Yeah. So the kid could go out and...
So they go in and they request some money to be loaded on their card. And you get a notification as a parent. Johnny wants to put $25 on his card. Yes or no? Once again, you can approve it or deny it. You approve it, boom, money's on the card. And he goes to the movies and learns how to spend with a card just like the rest of us.
So it's a debit card.
Yeah.
So he can't go into debt.
Exactly right.
No reloadable. 17% interest rate.
No, reloadable debit card. So he learns that lesson, which is a great lesson, right?
Yeah.
I can only spend what I got. And when I need more, I got to go scoop up the dog poop or clean the car out or do whatever, right? This is real life. This isn't just some game, right? This is a utility app teaching kids how to work and connect. Like, oh, I have to work to get money. Boom. Like, that's a really important thing that we teach.
So do you get any feedback from these, the kids or their parents?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I've been going around and visiting families that are using it, and it just blows me away. I was in New York a few weeks ago. Little girl, she's 9 years old. Like, one of her chores, I loved it. It was help dad do his yoga. I was like, what is that? Right? But it was amazing.
Untie dad.
Yeah, it's just like, she's helping him do his yoga, earning money. And then she's bought some fractional shares of Facebook, Microsoft, and Apple. Like, she's 9 years old.
Do you facilitate?
Yeah.
She could buy stock through
So she goes, like, some of that money goes into the save bucket. And in the save bucket, she can go in and indicate which stocks that she wants to buy fractional shares in. That approval goes to the parent. And then we facilitate that through a partner. and then mom or dad opens up a custodial
account. But they actually
account.
Own the stock, so if it goes up, they...
Yeah. So now we got this little girl who owns $25 worth of Facebook stock or Apple stock. And when Apple's trading at $300, to try to save up as a kid to get one share of that is crazy, right?
Yeah.
It'd take her forever. But now here she has a little tiny little portfolio, right, of these three stocks because she's busting it out helping her dad do yoga.
But what if amazing. What if she'd bought Sears and got wiped out? I mean, you'd feel bad, right?
Well, you live and learn, right? This is a good lesson.
So where do you go with this? You got 50,000, you've got, another million or two people, I guess, to win over.
Yep. This is the time. I think this is the time to really kind of help parents teach kids about something that people don't see anymore. It's very difficult as a parent to teach about money anymore because it's not pennies, nickels, dimes, and dollar bills. It is invisible money. So we had to do something to help parents figure this stuff out.
So that you can start at, I think you started at 6, is that right with this?
I say as early as you want, but 5 to 15, 16, 17, like that's the sweet window.
Well, so does it evolve with time? How are you going to keep the kids engaged and the parents engaged? It's not going to be the same product that a 10-year-old is using that a 6-year-old started with, right?
Well, so we do a couple of things. Number one, we change their allocation over time because as they get older, they spend more money.
So right? It's arbitrary. I mean, you must save some and you must give away some. And
well, that's how we jumpstart it. And we tell them, okay, your kid's 9 and we're going to split it up this way.
Okay.
Now, a parent can override that if they want.
Okay.
If they say, oh, we don't care about sharing. Okay, we're that's fine, I guess.
Let's not choose that.
Right, but they can override it if they want. But we're trying to reinforce a balanced financial approach, right? Every time they earn money, they're doing a little saving, a little sharing, a little spending. Boom, 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 boom. Like, that's really important as opposed to the American way, which is get it, blow it, right?
Yeah. But do you have corporate sponsorships that are involved in this? I mean, I would imagine Build-A-Bear would just love you.
Yeah, we're starting to get those, actually. We're getting calls, and we're starting to work with some of these really amazing companies that want to promote this stuff because it's really important. And so we got all sorts of things going, but we're really excited.
But you're not going to tell me about it right now.
Well, they're kind of secret right now.
So I wouldn't think this would be a crowded field, but there got to be other people that are doing something.
Yeah, so. Yeah, we have some competitors. But, I think there's a lot of things that I think differentiate us. But one of the main things is that we want that balanced financial approach. We want the saving, sharing, spending. We reinforce that all the time, as opposed to we're just a debit card and we want to load money onto it. Because I don't know about you, but just giving my kids money all the time is not particularly what I want to do. Okay, and I don't think that's what most parents want to do. It's just like, oh gosh, I'm feeding this entitlement mentality with this kid. He's becoming a monster. And he's going to be in my basement till he's 29. Like, I don't want to do that.
And then going straight to Social Security as soon as he leaves the house. I lie. Yeah. So do all kids of your, all 6 of your kids participate in this?
So 3 of them are too old. Okay, they've grown and they're out of that area. But you know what I'll tell you is as they've learned that stuff, as they've grown up, every one of them has left the nest with thousands and thousands of dollars. Like, and it's not all for me, but they learn that and then they can go out and get a real job, and which is the whole point.
Or invest in a 529 and keep it going.
Yeah.
Greg Brissett is the CEO and co-founder of Busy Kid. It's an app and it sounds really intriguing. I love the creativity. Thanks for the time.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for more of our conversation. Go to krld.com/CEO. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.